turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Name That Tune.
Yes, Name That Tune today has a veterans theme because it is Veterans Day. Now I've got tunes for you to name and clues to go along with them. The rules here are I read the clue first. And if you know the tune based on the clue, you buzz in with your name because your name is your buzzer. Test them now,
See,
please.
Throw it.
Hot
That's
wing.
What I'm talking about.
Free beer.
There we go. Slow but steady. I like it. If you don't know the tune based off of the clue that I'm reading, then I'll give the tune for you afterwards. Is everybody ready for Name That Tune? You see me physically struggling right now, don't you, Steve?
No, I'm looking at you because I sit right next to you. So when you're talking into your mic, I see your full profile. And you have a hair that is stuck in your eyelash that is sticking off like 3 inches.
It's driving me crazy, but if I pick at my eyes, I'm afraid that I'm...
I can see it, too.
It's my left eye. Yeah.
But I think you got it.
I did? Okay.
I think you got it, yeah.
You knocked it.
I think I'm allergic to the mascara that I'm wearing. So if I smudge it too close into my eye versus just on my lashes, I'll have like one of those bumps on my eye for the rest of the week. So I'm trying really hard not to touch my face. Okay. Is everybody ready for Tune and Clue number one?
Yes.
Veterans Edition. Here we go. I'm going to have a military blurb about them and then the song fact.
Okay.
This singer's decision to enlist in the Army wasn't completely by his own free will. It was either serve or do jail time. He was given honorable discharge a year after his service, a year into his 3-year term. Now, this song was featured in the movie Wayne's World. It is used in a scene where Garth,
Steve.
Played by Dana Carvey, Steve.
Jimi Hendrix, Foxy Lady.
That's right.
Wow.
Dana Carvey is singing it about his dream woman.
He's
Donna
doing like
Dixon.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
It's hilarious. Man, that was so funny then.
Yep, still funny. Stands the test of time.
Foxy.
And you know you are a sweet little lovemaker.
Foxy.
I wanna take you home. Yeah. I won't do you no harm.
I think he's going to be big one day.
I think so.
All right, Garth? Tuning clue.
Yeah.
Number two. This singer told MTV that he joined the Army in hopes of eventually going to art school. Instead, he became the lead singer and songwriter for multiple bands. And in this band, he wrote this song about the struggle with addiction and a person's internal battle with dependency and the difficulty of breaking free from negative cycles. Here's your tune, number two.
Oh. There's a shadow just behind me, shrouding every step I take, making every promise empty, pointing every finger at me.
I've heard the song so many times, and I don't know the artist, and I don't know the song.
I know Mabel's over there singing it.
Yeah.
Is Tool.
Yeah.
Anybody know the song title?
Is it Schism?
It's Sober.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's embarrassing that none of us got it. That's
it's
bad.
Okay. It happens.
It does.
Yeah.
Play it like 17 times a day.
I know it.
He's also the lead singer of A Perfect Circle and Pussifer, right? I believe.
Yeah. I believe so.
Cool.
Oh. Pussifer.
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 He's a pussy.
Awesome song or band name.
Pussy.
If they haven't made t-shirts that say, Our fans are pussies. they are really missing out on some merch that I would definitely buy for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we continue along with Tune and Clue number 3. This band's guitarist served in the Marines in the late 60s and was discharged in 1969. During his time in the Marines, he was wounded in Vietnam but returned for duty after being evacuated. This veteran also plays steel guitar in this song for this band, but it's actually out of tune because he didn't know how to tune it properly. The song's lyrics are set during the California Gold Rush and details how a family sets out from their home in South California looking to make some money panning gold. In the end, the singer ends up getting shot and killed, and his widow is left behind with a worthless claim. Here's your tune,
oh my gosh.
Number 3.
That was out of tune.
My family away from my Carolina home.
Oh, come on, y'all.
Had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me.
Fire on the Mountain, is that Alabama?
Oh, you're so close. You've got the right song, wrong band. It's Free Beer.
Fire on the Mountain, the Allman Brothers.
No. Yeah. It's Fire on the Mountain, the Marshall Tucker.
Oh, Marshall and Bleepin' Tucker.
We were digging and sifting.
Our rock cred is taking a bruising right now.
Everything we found just to stay alive.
Yeah, that's not the first time I've thought that about that song with Alabama. That's why. Like, when I was a kid, that's who I thought it was. Mm-hmm. So I'll never get that out of there now.
All right, Tune and Clue number 4. We'll see if you have better luck with this rapper who joined the military for its financial benefits after he graduated from high school in order to support his family. He served for 4 years and even was deployed to Hawaii. Now, this song and this rapper, it's an anti-drug song, but it's disguised as gangster rap, where Pusher refers to this rapper selling dope beats and lyrics rather than illegal substances. Here's your tune number 4.
Yo, it's time for me to pump up the volume. No problem, the record's revolving. Evil's the mixer, I'm the rap trickster. Paparazzi's on the bum rush for pictures. Ice, cooling, you're colder than ever. Punk execution,
eat pull.
Hot Wings.
Ice-T, the Pusher.
Oh, you're so close. You're so close. I don't think anybody else is going to get it, so I'll give it to you. It's Ice-T, I'm your Pusher.
Oh. Lever, rotate the wax, then cut an axe. Tracks, push up the levels till the red lights max. Don't try to size up, you better wise up to the rap criminals. We're on the rise up, we're selling until we succeeded.
I have an unnecessary nitpicky question.
Yes.
You said he was deployed to Hawaii. Can you be deployed to your own nation?
I guess, no, not that's
so
what the fact said.
Hawaii.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
Stationed is what I should have said, yes.
Okay.
All right, we've got time for
more. I didn't really care. I didn't mean that, like, critical. I'm just like, is that the term?
Yeah, no, I just copy and pasted that one, and I should have changed the term or the terminology. All right, fact number 5, or Tune and Clue number 5. This singer was drafted at the age of 22 to serve 2 years active in the Army and 4 years in the Reserves. He had already become a notable figure in the entertainment industry as both a musician and an actor, but he balanced both lives very well and even earned the title of sergeant. In this song, the singer's trust is gone, replaced with a toxic suspicion.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds.
Oh. Yes.
I knew who it was the whole time, but I'm like, which song?
I didn't know he made Sergeant.
Me neither.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I
sing that, we sound as much like Cher as we do Elvis.
Yeah,
like
they have
a similar kind of tone.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Both talented.
You got time for one more?
Sure.
All right. I got a feeling somebody in the room is going to jump on this one. Tune and Clue number 6. This band's lead singer spent 2 years in the Navy, but left at the age of 20 to start a career as a tattoo artist. He later ended up forming this band, and the rest is history. Now, the music video is very notable for this song, directed by the band's frontman, because it featured a ton of famous people. You'll see Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Jonathan Davis of Korn, Derek Jeter, Pauly Shore, Roger Daltrey, Lily Aldridge, and Aaron Lewis of Staind, all in the same music video.
Oh.
Here's your tune, number 6.
Steve.
Maitland! Oh, Maitland, I can't believe Steve beat you.
I know.
Steve.
That's Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Yes! It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why.
What you want to justify? Ripping someone's head off.
No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, mother.
It's just one of those days.
It's all about the he said, she said.
Maitland is the last person to authentically love Limp Bizkit.
Live, laugh, Limp Bizkit, bitch.
We'll have more. Name that tune, Veterans Edition.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.